This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. There is an ancient Chinese story about a man named Han Xin, who had a reputation for being a great fighter around town. In fact, he was believed to be a very skilled master kung fu fighter. Now, one day, as Han was taking a stroll around town, he was approached and stopped by another man who'd heard about his combat skills, which he apparently wanted to put to the test. Man walks right up to Han and challenges him to a fight to the death. Han, of course, tries to decline the challenge and go about his day, but this guy just refuses to let him walk away. He presses on, insisting that Han accept his challenge. And after realizing that Han Xin had no interest whatsoever in fighting him, this guy looks at Han and issues an ultimatum. He says, "You have two options. You can fight me to the death, or you can crawl between my legs like a dog." Now, by now, more than half the town had gathered around these two men, looking on like they were school kids watching a fight break out during recess. And then, after a moment of silent contemplation, Han looks at the guy, looks at the crowd, gets down on his knees, and crawls between his challenger's legs. The crowd erupted in laughter. Everybody's laughing at him, pointing at him. They're holding their stomachs because they're laughing so hard at this display of public humiliation. Han became the instant laughingstock of the town. He was joked about everywhere he went for a long time after that public display of dishonor and humiliation. And now, he was no longer respected as this skilled fighter, but instead taunted as a coward. Interestingly, though, Han, he never offered anybody any explanations for why he punked out, for why he didn't fight. No one heard a single excuse as to why he refused to fight, but why was that? Why didn't he say anything? If he was really as great a fighter as everybody thought, wouldn't he just kick this guy's ass and call it a day rather than get on his knees and crawl like a dog? As it turns out, later on in his life, Han, the doggy crawler Xin, revealed himself to actually be one of the greatest warriors in the history of China. Literally. The man who crawled between a random hoodlum's legs later went down in history as one of his country's most brilliant strategists and military leaders. But before he achieved these ambitious goals that he had set for himself to become a military leader, to become this fearless, courageous warrior, Han had plans in mind to achieve his dreams. He put plans in place to make that happen. And he had these dreams in mind, in fact, on the day in which he had to endure all that humiliation. Of course, he knew he could have easily killed that guy and left his bloody body in the middle of the street rather than enduring the embarrassment of crawling in the dirt. But Han also knew that if he had let that hooligan engage him in battle, he wouldn't be able to hold himself back. He wouldn't be able to just twist his arm a little bit and say, "Back off, buddy." He was a warrior. He'd been studying the art of battle and fighting and kung fu ever since he was a little boy. He wanted to become a warrior as a career, as his professional path, as his calling. That's what he wanted to do. And so he knew that if he engaged in fighting this man, this hoodlum, he wouldn't be able to hold himself back. He'd crush him. He'd end up taking his life. And if he took that guy's life, he'd be punished and beheaded for committing murder. Nobody wants that. and he didn't want to risk his own ambitions because of an unworthy adversary. He already knew he was a courageous warrior. He didn't have to prove himself to the crowd. He wasn't afraid of some chump off the street trying to pick a fight. He wasn't afraid of being humiliated. He wasn't afraid of what everybody in town would think of him after the fact. He knew who he was. He had his convictions. He did not need to rely on anyone else to tell him otherwise. And because of this, he was able to put his actions where his plans were, without regard for the opinions of people that do not matter. Okay, he needed to humiliate himself to spare this punk's life, to not kill him, such that he could continue on with his ambitions and not go to jail, not get beheaded, not have this crime of murder on his record. And so, he did what he had to do, and he moved on, and he never talked about it again, at least not for a long time thereafter. Many years, in fact, after that infamous incident, now known throughout the country as a powerful leader, Han Xin comes back to his old town and tracks down that same guy from all those years ago. Guess what he did? No, he didn't castrate him. He didn't feed him to the birds. He didn't chop his arms off or anything crazy like that. In fact, he didn't seek any revenge at all on this guy. Instead, he appointed him as a lieutenant in his own army. By now, Han was this powerful military leader running this Chinese army for the Chinese dynasty. And he just goes back to his old town, finds that guy and says, "Hey, I want to recruit you into my army. In fact, you know what? I don't want to just make you a soldier. I want to make you a lieutenant. Come on, buddy, let's do this." And his reasoning for doing so, he's quoted as having said that this man is a hero, he says. "Do you think I could not have killed him when he humiliated me? I would not become famous even if I killed him then. Hence, I endured the humiliation to preserve my life for making great achievements in the future." He endured the humiliation to preserve his life for making great achievements in the future. He endured the struggle, the pain, the humiliation, that public display of embarrassment of having to crawl between that punk's legs, so that he could continue on undisturbed towards the progression of his goal, his ultimate ambition of becoming a warrior for his country. That's a great lesson learned right there, baby. And we can all take a page out of Han's book. Because what is it that you are avoiding doing because of what everybody else is going to say about you or think about you? Are you afraid of humiliating yourself in the name of achieving your dreams, of fulfilling your destiny, of making things happen that you want to happen because you are too afraid of what everybody else is going to think? How about next time we think about that, we remember this story about Han Xin, who put his ego aside, who stopped caring about what everybody else thought of him, about what people who do not matter thought of him, such that he could go on undisturbed, making things happen in his life. Next time you're in a situation like that, think about that. Next time you're worried about what everybody else is going to think about what you say or do, think about that. Does that really matter? Are your dreams more important, or is what everybody else thinks more important? Is what everybody else thinks more important than what you want out of life? That's the question we need to ask ourselves next time we become too concerned about what everybody else thinks, about what we say or do, in pursuit of what matters most to us.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.